Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, MIDI.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
Local people, local stories. From KYW News Radio, this is the All Local.
From the Delaware Valley Honda Studios, get a deal you'll like on a Honda you'll love. I'm KYW News Radio's Matt Leon, and here's what's happening. A teenager has been arrested for his alleged involvement in what authorities say was a targeted school bus shooting Thursday afternoon in Coatesville, Chester County. No one was injured, and police are still trying to find three others. KYW's John McDevitt with more from Coatesville.
Chester County District Attorney Christopher De Barranas-Arobe announced one of four suspects has been arrested in connection with the shooting involving a Coatesville area school bus near Hope Avenue and Charles Street on Thursday afternoon.
We've made an arrest of one of the four individuals that are involved. It's a 17-year-old male named Ja'Kai White Marshall of Coatesville, who was involved in the shooting. He's been arrested on aggravated assault and related charges, and we are currently applying to charge him as an adult.
Officials say this was not a random shooting. A student on the bus was the suspect's target. The investigation revealed eight shots were fired from two separate guns. The bus was struck twice, one in its front grille and the other in its windshield. No one was hurt.
Officials are urging the three other suspects to turn themselves in. A Philadelphia jury has awarded a Montgomery County man tens of millions of dollars, finding the weed killer Roundup was the cause of his blood cancer diagnosis. KYW's Connor Barcon the details.
51-year-old William Mellison from Abington was diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma in 2020. A jury decided Monsanto, the parent company of Roundup, a strong weeding product, is to blame.
The verdict was a resounding message by a Philadelphia jury to Monsanto that its product is dangerous.
Mellison's attorney, Tom Klein of the law firm Klein & Spector, says his client's decades-long use of Roundup gave him the cancer.
Condemning a 50-year history in the promotion of and marketing of a poisonous cocktail to not only Americans, but people around the world.
There are thousands of lawsuits nationwide and dozens in Philadelphia against Monsanto, accusing the company of knowingly distributing a health hazard.
Monsanto told KYW it disagrees with the verdict and has enough scientific backing to appeal. Hundreds of business owners gathered at Philadelphia International Airport to get a better idea of how to do business with and at the airport. KYW's Mike DiNardo has more.
For minority-owned businesses wanting to get a foot in the door at the airport, this was it. Philadelphia Aviation Department CEO Atif Saeed says the 12th annual Business Opportunity Forum brings people who want to run a concession or do construction at the airport together with those who are already doing it.
They get exposed to the opportunities, they get their questions answered, and they get to network with people who are already doing business so they can learn the process of doing business with the airport.
Steve Johnson with Rightway Retail and Home Renovations says he believes he has what the airport needs.
Yeah, signage, interiors, a lot of the finishes in the airport need upgrading and updating, so that's the kind of work we could do.
The networking event at the Airport Marriott was part of the city's Minority Enterprise Development Week. October is Domestic Violence Awareness Month, and Women Against Abuse is teaming up with an area neighborhood organization and the Philadelphia Police Department to instruct women in self-defense. KYW Community Impact reporter Raquel Williams has more.
Jamie Miller is an advocate with Women Against Abuse. She is also a mixed martial arts champion.
Learning how to defend yourself is really empowering, and just having that to walk around with is a really incredible tool to have.
Jamie is also a domestic abuse survivor who was able to flee from her partner after enduring abuse for over 6 years. She says there's a high demand for what she does, as women want to empower themselves.
I can teach you how to disengage and get to safety, like how to protect yourself if you are pulled into like a physical altercation. But, you know, I'm not teaching people how to, like, get in fights with people. Like, I'm teaching you how to get away and get to safety.
Kate Allen is president of the Queen Village Neighbors Association, which is one of the many partners in this venture.
We're really, really fortunate. We have the most amazing group of police officers mm-hmm. who are assigned to the mini station. They are the embodiment of community policing.
Yes, yes.
The self-empowerment workshop on Saturday, October 12th will be held at Sweat Fitness on East Passyunk Avenue from 12 to 3.
A raffle will be held to raise money for local victims of domestic violence. That's the All Local. I'm Matt Leon. Listen live anytime on the Odyssey app and on your smart speaker. Just say play KYW News Radio.
The All Local is sponsored by your Delaware Valley Honda dealers. There's nothing quite like the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid when it comes to exhilarating efficiency. With hybrid technology and thrilling capability, these vehicles deliver an electrifying performance on every drive. Redefine your driving experience with Honda. Contact your local Honda dealer today about the Honda Accord Hybrid and the CR-V Hybrid.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com